Got back from a paddle board here. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's 4:21, and I'm just at peace. I have immense gratitude for life at the moment. I'm at peace. I'm excited. I'm grateful. I'm in a really good space. I did just drink a cold coffee, so hopefully the caffeine doesn't bump me out of this space. But I really just felt like a cold coffee at the driving into the gas station. I had to pick some things up, and I just like, yo, life is crazy, man. Life is so crazy. Like, here we are. I don't know, it's just so crazy. And last night was the fantasy football draft, and afterwards friends were hanging out and we went up to this guy's apartment and we're just chilling and actually on his deck and looking at the stars. And people were like, "You think there's life out there?" And everyone kind of had their own thought. And thinking about that conversation today, my thought is this. Well, somebody had asked me, they're like, as a man of faith, do you believe there's life out there? And my thought is, there might be. There might be. But instead of having faith that there's life out there, I have faith that this planet was created on purpose. And I'm going to focus on this planet that's in my, that I'm experiencing. It doesn't mean that there, I believe there can't be life out there, but it is very rare. I mean, the odds of all these perfect scenarios lining up again makes me just grateful for the one life that we do have here. So it's not exclusive, but it's, I'm choosing to focus on the fact that we have life here. I want to tighten that thought up and clarify, but it, I believe it makes sense. In my head, it makes sense. I'm doing 30 days, one, I'm doing 1 year in 1 month. My friend, I was telling him my business idea. He's like, something that Elon Musk, a framework he uses is 3 years and 3 months. How can I accomplish 3 years in 3 months? My aunt just sent me a picture of her being baptized today. Anyways, back to the 3 years and 3 months idea. I'm doing 1 year and 1 month for 30 days. How can I get this business off the ground? And paddleboarding, I just kind of loosened up the ideas and the log jam and paddled and thought, and then eventually pulled over and pulled out the notebook and wrote down my ideas. Having a why is just so important. And I met this lady who's absolutely rocked my world. She's everything I dreamed of and more. and I'm going to start a family with her. And I want the whole thing to be a continuous upward climb. And I know there'll be challenges along the way, but I don't want it to be a stressful thing. It's going to force me to grow, I should say. To build a family and support a family, I need to grow. I think I'm so good right now sometimes. Like, oh, you know, you're doing so good. And I am. And like, there's nothing wrong with being happy with where you are. But you also need to grow. Growth is happiness. Having faith in God that everything's going to be okay. We sometimes get so in the details with faith, and that's good. But also sometimes just distracts from the higher, from just keeping it simple. How do we just keep things simple? And like, just love people. I was at the gas station today. I just wanted to love the gas station attendant. I tried to just have a little conversation. And, you know, the way I loved him, I just asked him a question about his day. And we just had a moment. We just had a moment where it was like a very human moment. And it wasn't me telling him I love him or giving him a high five or anything like that. It was just me like acknowledging and just looking at him as a human. That's the best I could do. I mean, to make it normal. I didn't want to make it more comfortable. But yeah, I guess I just want to love people. I'm filled with love right now. I'm filled with love. I just want to keep this going. Whoever's listening to this, because there's random people listening. Anything's possible. And like, you have a purpose. And God wants you to do big things. God wants you to live an incredible life. And you have the ability. You have everything inside of you. You have all the seeds. You just need to water and nourish. And those seeds need a chance to grow. And it takes a while for growth to happen. But just know that everything is there. You were born with it. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to just like nourish myself and water myself and not allow weeds to just crop up, especially plant weeds. And to me, like last night, I could have, very on the nose, I could have smoked weed. I chose not to. It would have been fun for that moment. But I chose not to. I could have drank. I chose not to. I chose not to even have a beer because it's just a slippery slope. And even if I had three or four, it's like, okay, it's completely fine and responsible. But today I'd be dinged and I wouldn't have this beautiful moment right now. And I had beautiful moments with my friends last night without needing it. And the decisions we make, it's butterfly effects. Every little decision has a consequence. And you start stacking these tiny little decisions on top of each other and wonderful things happen. Anyways, I'm just in love with life right now. God bless.